Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report for Friday the 23rd of September. I'm Charles Firth and with me today are Alex Avulovich and
Hello.
Lachlan Hodson again.
Howdy, howdy.
And did everyone enjoy the Queen dying holiday yesterday?
No, I hated it. It was just a very sad time. Remembered all the great things Queen Lizzie's done. Yeah, it was really hard to do anything that day.
Yeah, right. You just languished in bed, did you?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I don't even have a joke here. I was just very sad about the death of the Queen.
Yeah. No, I'm with Alexa.
What about you, Lachlan?
Similarly, man, I thought, what would the Queen want me to do to commemorate this day?
Yes.
So I invaded India.
All right, I thought you were going to say... And then did nothing else for the rest of my
just
life. Just sat on my ass and did nothing.
Well, that's where I plan on going.
You guys are a bit too mean to the Queen. As a boy who is, you know, living with his parents very, very late in life, I think hereditary fortunes are no laughing matter. I think it's normal to be a useless person living in the same house your parents and grandparents lived in.
Gee, who died and made him fun police? All right, the queen died.
That's right.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk to Alexa about a really cheery topic. We thought we'd end the week with something really funny and upbeat. Alexa, you were given the task of, you know, brightening our Fridays with a really fun, you know, upbeat topic.
Yeah.
What have you come up with?
Well, to be fair, I actually did come up with a really fun one about this this ferret that saved a couple of lives in Dubbo. But given that you're currently still detained for, I guess, the fifth day in a row in LAX.
Yes, that's right.
I thought I'd do something more related to your plight, right? I thought, why not make it relevant?
Oh, okay. So what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about Hollywood or something, are we?
No, we're going to talk about the fentanyl epidemic. There are dodgy people going all around America, you know, dealing drugs, smuggling drugs. There's a fentanyl epidemic. So I don't know if have you experienced it over there? Have you seen people struggling there on the street?
Well, there's lots of ads in the US at the moment for, watch out, the next drug you take could be fentanyl. You know, I think the point is that it gets cut with other things. I do not understand the fentanyl epidemic, though, because if it just kills off the users, what is the reason to sell it to people?
Like, can we backtrack? I actually don't know what fentanyl is. This is for the audience, of course, and I'm unread. This is for whoever's listening and doesn't know.
Yeah,
what's fentanyl, please, for a friend?
From what I understand, I'm no drug policy expert, but I think it's a it's an opioid, and I think it like originated in the pharmaceutical industry, so it was like a very, very specialized painkiller.
It's the drug that they give you in a general anesthetic. That's what it is. It's the general, so it knocks you out. Like, the whole point is, it's sort of completely ideal world use is you have a doctor standing over you the whole time, making sure that you're breathing as it's administered to you.
Yeah,
but it's the same drug. It's the drug that killed Michael Jackson.
Right.
But again, maybe that's why it got all trendy, because people were saying, If Michael Jackson died from this, maybe I should die from this too.
That was actually great fentanyl PR. Michael Jackson has got billions now, living on some island somewhere, all from the fentanyl industry.
Yes, of course.
Fake your death.
So you're saying, but the current scourge is not from pharmaceutical companies, isn't it? Isn't it? Or being imported?
I mean,
I
think it's a mix of everything. When you've got a drug that's that good, I feel like you get it from wherever you can. So, you know, you've got it taken from prescriptions, you've got it taken from overseas, you've got it like synthesized in different ways. But something really interesting started happening. I mean, the fentanyl epidemic is an issue in itself, but you've got this other epidemic simultaneously, right? So check out what recently went up on the San Diego Police Department Instagram.
I'm San Diego County Sheriff Bill Gore. What you're about to see is traumatic body-worn camera footage involving one of our deputies who was exposed to fentanyl during his patrol shift.
You're okay. Don't be sorry. There's nothing to be sorry about. I got you, okay? I'm not gonna let you die.
Well, so the actual officer got exposed to it, almost died, did he? Mm.
Yeah, so this is it's a really weird story, right? But there's a lot of
from
clips
the
like this
because the cop's body cam was on.
Yeah, exactly. That you're completely right. And on that track I do think it's a bit of a conspiracy, but but yeah, the body cam was on. Very, very strange, but it's a bit of a rabbit hole, right? I watched this one video and it was super intense. You've got this cop who's essentially officer in San Diego. He's walking through a parking lot and starts searching through a car, which is normal in America. You see a parked car and you can just search through it. Huh. And he finds a bag with white powder and he touches it with his finger and then he collapses and he's like, you know, hyperventilating and he's having this horrible reaction. It's all, you know, quite terrifying to watch. But it's a bit of a rabbit hole online because there are so many videos like this. Like, I'm not joking. There's probably like 50 different police departments across America that have released some form of this thing happening. Like,
wow.
So
you're saying it's just completely fake, is it? They're just pretending.
It's a bit more complicated. So I was researching it. So this has happened to lots of cops, right? They have touched fentanyl with their hands and overdose.
Yeah, and because you can absorb it through your skin. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Can like, you? Apparently it's insanely potent, you know. But look, I did a bit of research and I think there's a bit of a... I don't know. The medical community doesn't quite agree with all these cop videos,
really?
Right? So you've got the American College of Medical Toxicology.
You're saying a cop has lied. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I know. It's brand new. It's a brand new kind of take. Yeah. But I think if you bear with me, it might make a bit of sense. But you've got to suspend disbelief and imagine that, you know, cops might not be very trustworthy. Just to make this story work. Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Chaser Report. Less news, more often.
An authority comes out, right? The American College of Medical Toxicology and the American Academy of Clinical Toxicology. Big deal. I don't know. They've got very scientific names. They issued a statement. And the statement read, if bilateral palmar surfaces were covered with fentanyl patches, it would take approximately 14 minutes to receive 100 mcg of fentanyl. Now, I don't know what that means. But the vibe is that what happens in these videos is impossible. Like, you can't...
Right.
You can't overdose from touching fentanyl. And it's kind of...
That's a pretty nuts way, if you could. I see how it's impossible. Yeah.
And I also sort of feel like if anyone's got access to the really good shit that could do it, it would be the police.
Exactly. It's a really bizarre thing, right? So all these like opioid kind of safety groups, all these public health institutions have come out and they've been like, this doesn't make any sense. Like this doesn't work. But the police see it quite differently. There was this research done. These researchers looked into the perceived occupational risk of fentanyl exposure among law enforcement. So they interviewed policemen and asked them how dangerous is fentanyl. And the conclusion was that nearly all leaders and officers interviewed wrongly believed that dermal exposure to fentanyl was deadly.
Wow.
So all across the police force, everyone's convinced that touching it will kill you. And it kind of goes against all medical knowledge of what fentanyl does and how it's administered. Anything. So it's super confusing.
So the cops are being trained to believe that fentanyl is administered that way?
Yeah, so that's what's been happening. So the Drug Enforcement Administration has been running these trainings and sending out these false communiques to police, pretty much saying that if you touch this, you're going to die. And what ends up happening is that you've got all these policemen having these like crazy psychosomatic reactions. And I mean,
wow. Wait. You can placebo yourself to death.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, none of them died.
And did they administer like a fake Narcan as well? Like yeah, a placebo version of Narcan.
they did. No, they got real Narcan, which is, I mean, a bonus. Narcan's kind of cool as well.
Yeah,
but the weirdest part. I mean, what initially struck me with these videos before I went through the research is that the overdoses are really weird. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's a really dumb flex to say that I've seen an opioid overdose in my life. And it's fucked up to see, but it looks nothing like what the police were going through, right? These people are like hyperventilating, having an anxiety attack, but overdosing on opioids, you just kind of go to sleep. Like your heart slows. Mm. It's kind of like the most boring kind of life-threatening situation possible. So the idea is that these people are terrified. Obviously, they've been taught that this stuff is going to kill them, and they're going into this environment where they think they're going to die, and they're having these anxiety attacks. But
extraordinary.
The weird part about it, what it turns out is going on is that there's some kind of like war in the US between, I guess, medical experts and law enforcement. So you'd assume, you know, these two institutions kind of function hand in hand, but their motivations are a bit different at the moment, right? Like law enforcement, they want to make their jobs easier. You know, ideally they have to deal with this problem of fentanyl overdoses, and the easiest way to deal with that is to be given as much leeway as possible. You need to be able to be as violent as you can, arrest people, like do what you need to do to get the job done quickly.
Right. It's a lot easier to just tell everyone. Okay, yeah.
And so like I think high up, they're it's kind of like a form of lobbying. If they're like these videos and kind of pushing this idea that it kills you if you touch it, it kind of creates this atmosphere of fear and hysteria, and it makes it easier for like legislatures to make policies that allow police to deal with it in an easier way. So you can have like higher sentences for fentanyl dealers. It gives more operational space for the police.
Gives more power to the police.
Yeah.
But so what they should do, the clear thing is that the criminals should just, you know, invent a water pistol and tell the police that it kills them, you know. Yeah. They've got to run away or something.
I'm armed with fentanyl.
I mean, this is genius.
Wow.
it's super clever. It's weird though, because you kind of feel bad though, because like these individual police officers are just kind of getting fucked. Like you're being told this thing's going to kill you, and you have to just go in and touch it all day. Yeah, I don't know. It's a bizarre situation.
Is fentanyl an Australian issue that we should be worried about here?
We just had our first import the other day.
Is that why you're bringing over?
Is that why you're being detained?
Yeah. Well, if I ever get out of LAX, then yeah.
Charles is stuck in LAX for 5 days because the cops know that there's fentanyl in his bag, but all of them are too scared to open his bag.
That's exactly what's happened. That is exactly what's happened.
Did you pack this yourself, sir? Yes. Oh, he's immune.
I shouldn't have labelled my toiletries bag fentanyl.
Oh, no.
Those are
the first mistakes.
No, but in Australia, the police seized the first big shipment of fentanyl about 2 weeks ago. It was about 3 weeks ago, actually. And they said this is not the last time that we're going to have fentanyl. But I think everyone in that raid actually has since died of psychosomatic symptoms. So,
I totally understand it. Even just in researching this, I had to like type the word fentanyl probably 1,000 times. And even that kind of got me a bit of like a... I got a bit high doing that.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not a safe drug in any respect.
Even just the spelling of it. Yeah. Our gear is from Rode Microphones, and we're part of the Acast Creator Network. Have a great weekend. Are you going to go out and party with some fentanyl, you guys? You're young, you're hip.
Yeah, I mean, it's great for the young generation because none of us have any money. So, like, it's great to have something that you just touch and it works, you know. There's just no waste. Nothing goes to waste.
Well, have a good weekend. Overdosing to death. Well, on that cheery note. See ya.
Bye.
Say hi to your mum for me.
Oh. Say hi to the Queen when you overdose for me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.